We Yanks were not privy today to the total solar eclipse, but people in many parts of Europe were. On the Norwegian island of Svalbard, they witnessed a total eclipse, with the moon fully obscuring the sun. Our friend Charles Maines in Moscow had to make do with a partial eclipse, but he also got a good story out of the experience.
Well, I stopped by the Moscow Planetarium, and I talked to various people. A lot of people were really excited for this event all through the city. You saw people kind of standing out. But I met this one woman, Darena Bulina, who is a pensioner. She says she was a survivor of the siege of Leningrad and actually had witnessed a solar eclipse in Moscow in 1952 and 1953 under Stalin. She says that at the time she was down by the Moscow River. There wasn't a lot of warning about this, but suddenly a full eclipse emerged and everything suddenly went dark. Now, the only problem with this is that I then talked to some experts there at the planetarium who said, and they went back and checked the books and said, well, you know, maybe she saw a partial eclipse or something, but there was no full eclipse in 52 or 53. They say that happened only in the Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan.
Did her memory kind of suggest that the news just forgot to mention it because it was such a crazy time in 52? Or what happened?
You know, it was funny. She had this little exchange with this tour guide from the museum. He said, well, you know, you probably saw a partial eclipse. She said, no, it was a full one. And then she said she saw the crown. She remembered everything exactly. And she told him to go back and look at the books and just find out exactly. But, you know, who knows? Who knows? But it was, you know, it was an interesting day to talk to people. You know, I think there's so much negativity in Moscow these days and in Russia, generally speaking, and it was just kind of this interesting event to see people so connected to something that was happening all through Europe. And I just really felt like, you know, you talk to people and they talk about how, you know, this solar eclipse meant so much to them because it was, you know, happening everywhere. They felt so connected to the rest of the planet. And it seemed like, you know, in this time in Russia when there's just so much, they're so separate from everyone else and they're so condemned by a lot of Western Europe and by the U.S. that it was kind of nice to meet people that just felt like this was part of something that united them with everybody.
So regardless of where this woman was when that eclipse happened in Moscow, as she recalls, what did she think about the eclipse today?
Well, she was impressed by it, but she said, you know, of course, in this now it's easy. You find out in advance it's happening and you know exactly to stop by the planetarium. So, you know, I think compared to what she experienced back in 52, 53, or for that matter, the siege of Leningrad, this is pretty easy.
Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like to go about the day and suddenly it just gets dark. Did anyone suggest Putin cause the sun to go out today?
No, but on social media, there were plenty of pictures of solar eclipses with Putin's face on the moon or the sun, depending on what you actually saw. So, you know, this kind of people can't seem to not touch the Putin meme wherever it goes.
Reporter Charles Maines, who watched a partial solar eclipse today at the Moscow Planetarium.